जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वाला बा ये वरदा गोपी जन वाला बा ये वरदा यशोद नंदना व्रज जन रंजना यशोद नंदना व्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरा वन चाहिए जमुना तीरा वन चाहिए जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वाला बा ये वरदारी गोपी जन वाला बा ये वरदारी यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजना यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद भवहंस सर्वाचकाचार्य अस्तिकुसुत शिष्य इस दिवान श्रील बालचानंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद भवहंस Vaivrajakacharya Astutarishita Shishinad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Granthurai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Sri Sri Gauranitai Ki Jai Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol All glories to the Sangha devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the Sangha devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the Sangha devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru, Sri Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. It's a very great fortune to have His Grace Eklava Prabhu with us today here. I'd like to briefly introduce Prabhu. Prabhu was born in the New York City in United States in 1965, the same year when Srila Prabhupada reached America from India. And his mother's younger sister, Mosi, in India. His mother's younger sister, she would be regularly going to Tompkins Square Park to participate in the Srila Prabhupada's kirtans in 1966. Although living in the capital of Kali Yuga, that is New York City, Prabhuji expressed his interest in spiritual topics even at a very young age. In 1977, just at the age of 12, he began chanting Hare Krishna, and at the age of 15, he received a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is from his sister as a birthday present. So many networks through which Srila Prabhupada's mercy too entered in Prabhuji's life. Prabhuji was born in an affluent family which encouraged education, culture and arts. At the age of 5, just bouncing at his father's knees, Prabhuji started learning piano. At the age of 6, he started taking guitar lessons. At the age of 7, he started playing trumpet. By the time he entered Berklee College of Music in Boston in 1982, he could already play 16 different instruments and has performed in various music groups, especially when he was all across the USA. So while he was at Boston in 1984, he was brought by his friend to this Boston Hare Krishna temple and he became a regular visitor there while his studies continued. In 1987, he graduated from the college as a professional musician, and then he traveled to almost 25 different countries as a spiritual seeker. And the culmination of these travels was the realization that service to Lord Krishna and the chanting of His holy names is the highest possible activity. In 1991, in Ireland, Europe, Prabhuji joined ISKCON as a brahmachari, and then he traveled to London to Kochidananda Manor for deeper understanding of Krishna conscious philosophy. He joined ISKCON Padyatra later, a group of devotees walking from Belfast to Moscow, and then he traveled by foot through Holland, Belgium, France and Spain, distributing Krishna consciousness. During this Padyatra in 1992, he met his spiritual master, His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj, and he received the instruction from Maharaj to come to India. And these days Prabhuji travels with Maharaj as a personal secretary, and currently he is based in India, in Noida, a beautiful temple, Radha Govindev temple there. He regularly visits Nagpur, Pandharpur and other parts of Maharashtra. He has been appointed by the GVC to coordinate ISKCON's International World Holy Name Festival, which we had some time back. So it was by Prabhuji's personal guidance and inspiration that in Pune also we started celebrating it almost 12 years back. And in the early years, Prabhuji personally came for 2-3 years and he led kirtans at multiple places and kirtans in temple hall. They were very inspiring, and after that we have gained some momentum to continue Prabhuji's inspiration. He is a senior member of the GBC deputies, and he is a sannyas candidate only on the 1-year list now, so it's likely that next year on Gaur Purnima also he may receive sannyas initiation. He is a well-known traveling preacher in the world of international ISKCON, visiting many countries like United States, Canada, France, England, Germany, Poland, Switzerland, Italy, Croatia, Slovenia, it's a whole world country, Bulgaria, Spain, Belgium, South Africa, Russia, India, and actually the Middle East is missing, Prabhuji, I think. Dubai, Muscat.
It's maybe some recording of the class. So those countries are illegal. So
okay.
Have to be
okay.
Discreet.
Yeah, these are the visas, so that's why these are hidden visits. That's why they're not there on that other question. We don't allow sadhus to visit our country, how is he visiting? So that's why these countries are not on the list. But a lot of countries in the Middle East, he goes there, especially during Damodar month, doing almost 5 to 6 programs every day and inspiring devotees to chant Damodar Astakam and take to the chanting of Hare Krishna. He's a very, very inspirational personality. When he chants the holy name, even the stones and the bricks and the wood and marble starts dancing. We have samples of that. So we are very happy that Prabhuji has taken out some time to be here to give his association. Let us welcome him to Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Mandir by loudly chanting.
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Thank you.
Namaste Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29. Chapter is entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachinabarhi. Text number 5. Please repeat after me. Buddhim tu pramadam vidyan. Mamaham iti yatkritam. Yam adishtaya dehesmin. Puman bhunkte kshabir gunan. Buddhim tu pramadam vidyan. Mamaham iti yatkritam. Yam adishtaya dehesmin. Puman bhunkte kshabir gunan. Buddhim tu pramadam vidyan. Mamaham iti yatkritam. Yam adishtaya dehesmin. Puman bhunkte kshabir gunan. Please chant. Buddhim tu pramadan vidyan. Mamaham iti yatkritam. Yam adishtaya dehesmin. Bhuman bhunkte kshabir gunan. Buddhim tu pramadam vidyan. Mamaham iti yatkritam. Yam adishtaya dehesmin. Puman bhunkte kshabir gunan. Buddhim tu pramadam vidyan. Mamaham iti yatkritam. Yam adishtaya dehesmin. Puman bhunkte kshabir gunan. Vaishnavis. Buddhim tu pramadam vidyan. Mamaham iti yatkritam. Yam adishtaya dehesmin. Puman bhunkte kshabir gunan. Buddhim. Intelligence. To, then, Pramadam, the young woman, Puranjani, Vidyat, one should know, Mama, my, Aham, I, Iti, thus, Yatkritam, done by intelligence, Yam, which intelligence, Adishtaya, taking shelter of. Dehe, in the body. Asmin, this. Puman, the living entity. Bhunkte, suffers and enjoys. Akshabihi, by the senses. Gunan, the modes of material nature. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhai Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The great sage Narada continued, the word pramada mentioned in this regard
refers to material intelligence or ignorance. It is to be understood as such. When one takes shelter of this kind of intelligence, he identifies himself with the material body, influenced by the material consciousness of I and mine. He begins to enjoy and suffer through his senses. Thus the living entity is entrapped. Purport. In material existence, so-called intelligence is actually ignorance. When intelligence is cleared up, it is called Buddhi Yoga. In other words, when intelligence is dovetailed with the desires of Krishna, it is called Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 10.10, Krishna says, Tesham satatta yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Real intelligence means linking with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When this is done, the Supreme Personality of Godhead from within gives one the real intelligence by which one can return home, back to Godhead. Intelligence in the material world is described in this verse as pramada, because in material existence, the living entity falsely claims things to be his. He thinks, I am the monarch of all I survey. This is ignorance. Actually, nothing belongs to him. Even the body and the senses do not belong to him, for they are given to him by the grace of the Lord to satisfy his different propensities through the material energy. Nothing actually belongs to the living entity, but he becomes mad after everything, claiming, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Janasya moho yam aham mameti. This is called illusion. Nothing belongs to the living entity, but he claims that everything belongs to him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that this false intelligence be purified, Chaito Darpana Marjanam. When the mirror of intelligence is polished, the real activities of the living entity begin. This means that when a person comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness, his real intelligence acts. At that time, he knows that everything belongs to Krishna and nothing belongs to him. As long as one thinks that everything belongs to him, he is in material consciousness. And when he knows perfectly that everything belongs to Krishna, he is in Krishna consciousness. Buddhim tu pramadam vidyan, maha mamaham iti yat kritam, yam adhisthaya dehesmin, puman bhunkte kshabir gunan. Om Jnana Chamandasya Vinanjana Shalataya Chakshur Unmilitam Dina Mai Shri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. So it is my great honor and great pleasure to be here this morning in Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Mandir here in ISKCON Pune. And I'm grateful to all of you for having me, may Apsabod Abari Hum. And before I begin to speak, I seek the blessings of all the devotees that are here today. Kripaya Apsab Ashirwad DGA. Thank you very much. There's an interesting activity, devotional service going on the magic red mat, the magic carpet there. It looks like they're making spaghetti, some kind of pasta going on. What is happening there? Getting ready for Deep Dhan? For Kartik Mas? Wow, already preparing. I see a group of maybe 20 devotees cutting up different ropes, big bunches of ropes, looks like spaghetti. And they all have scissors and they're cutting and they're getting ready for Deep Dhan. How many deeps do you expect to burn this year? ₹2,000 per day? ₹15,000 Saturday, Sunday. ₹2,000 per day? Okay. So you should calculate 1 month, what will be the score? How many deeps burned? You may reach some 50,000 or maybe more, who knows? More than that. Jai ho, jai ho. Sri Kartik Maas ki jai. Because everyone who burns a deep and offers to the Lord their material life, khatam ho gaya. Material life is finished. So it's very kind of all of you, because people, they do not know this. People are in ignorance. So they need the assistance, the help of the devotees to guide them. That yes, it's not a big endeavor to offer a deep, but if you offer a deep to Krishna, then so much benefit is there. So people are in ignorance. They need to have the buddhi yogam, the good intelligence that comes from the devotees. And we'll discuss more about that in today's class. How good intelligence comes from the Lord, comes from the devotees, and what actually is good intelligence. Because there are so many different kinds of intelligence in this world. But before we get on with this discussion, let us just briefly review this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. We're reading Canto 4, Chapter 29. It's called Talks Between Narada and King Prachinabhari. So Narada Muni has just instructed King Prachinabhari for several chapters using the allegory of King Paranjana. And King Paranjana is the king of a city with 9 gates. And in this way, Narada Muni is endeavoring to instruct King Prachinabhari. Because that is the activity of devotees. Tatikshasva karunikaha suridam sarvadehinaha ajata shatrava shanta sadavaha sadubhushanaha. That because of their karunika, because they're so merciful, they desire to give Krishna consciousness to others. So Narada Muni is a great example of the wonderful, merciful Vaishnava that's giving Krishna consciousness to others, to King Prachinabhari. And we're so fortunate that by the grace of Srila Bhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we have a chance to listen in on this wonderful conversation between Narada Muni and King Prachinabhari. And in today's verse, Narada Muni is explaining about intelligence. He says, Buddhim tu pramadam vidyan. He says that the word in the translation, the word pramada mentioned in this regard refers to material intelligence or ignorance. It is to be understood as such. So we're talking about pramada buddhi or mad buddhi, that material intelligence. So there are different levels of intelligence and different modes of material nature, tamagun, rajagun, sattvagun, shuddha sattva. So there's different kinds of intelligence. Even the plants have intelligence. Like if you put a plant near a window, the plant will grow in the direction of the sun. How does the plant know how to do that? It's because the plant has some intelligence. And if you are keeping some milk in the kitchen and some cat wants to drink the milk, the cat will not just come while you're standing there. The cat will wait until you've gone out for a moment, and then the cat will run in and grab the milk. So cats have intelligence, but this is very low level intelligence. Human beings, they have a higher level intelligence. We make cars, we make airplanes. Can a cat or a mouse make a car or an airplane? No. So their intelligence of a human is much higher. But if the human intelligence is only used for material sense gratification, then that intelligence is just wasted. It's not the highest intelligence. Yehi samsparsha jabo ga dukyo naiva evate yadantavanta konteya na teshu ramate buddha. That one should have the intelligence to know that one's intelligence should not just be used for sense gratification. One should pursue Krishna consciousness with one's intelligence. When I was a young man, as Revatipati Prabhu was mentioning earlier, I went to Berklee College of Music. And I studied music very seriously my whole life, and many instruments. And my main instrument in Berklee College of Music was guitar. I was a guitar player. I would practice 6 hours a day on the weekdays and 12 hours a day on the weekends when I didn't have classes. And I was surrounded by the best guitar players in the world. There were 2,000 guitar players in the school. There were only about 3,000 students, but 2,000 of them were guitar players. So the guitar was the highest level of competition. So it was very, very intense. And I would listen to guitar players all the time. I'd associate with guitar players. I had the greatest guitar teachers in the world. And I was getting better and better. So yesterday I found out that there's a boy who, now he's 10 years old, but at the age of 9, he won a competition in guitar for, you know, Australia's Got Talent. And when he performed as a 9.5-year-old boy, he'd only been playing for 2.5 years. And I'd been playing my whole life and so many hours, everyday practice, and he was way better than I could ever hope to be in this lifetime. He was so good. One of the judges said, "It sounds like you've been playing for 4 lifetimes. And it gave me actually a lot of faith in this principle of punarjanma. Because to see a 9.5-year-old boy playing way better than I had achieved that level after so much intense training and study, and I was just incredibly amazed. But then I was thinking, okay, this boy has some incredible musical intelligence, and he can learn to play any song after just playing it 2 or 3 times. He could immediately learn things. So, but this is material intelligence. This intelligence will not help him to escape this punarjanma, this cycle of birth and death. Abrahma bhuvana loke punar arvartino juna mamupetya tukonteya punarjanma na vidyate. So Bhagavad Gita 8:16 explains that the living entity is traveling in this universe from the lowest planetary system to the highest planetary system, but all are places of repeated birth and death. And everyone experiences janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, disease, and old age. So he has a great, this boy, his name is Taj from Australia. Now he's 10 years old. He's performing all across the world now at the age of 10. So he has a great musical intelligence. But what about the birds? They also sing very sweetly, and they also have a wonderful musical intelligence. So Prabhupada quotes in the purport today, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te tesham satata yuktanam. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me, Krishna says. Tesham, unto them, satata, always, constantly, yuktanam, connected, constantly connected with me. In Buddha Yogam, Tesham Satatta Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. They do bhajan. They worship me. They're doing bhakti yoga. What's their mood? Priti Purvakam. They worship me with love. Dadami Buddha Yogam Tam. Krishna says, Dadami means I give. Buddha Yogam means real intelligence. Yena Mam Upayanti Te. That intelligence by which they can come back to me. So this is the highest level of intelligence. We're not interested in being super expert scholars in higher mathematics. We're not interested in being super scholars in guitar playing. We're not interested in being super scholars in linguistics and learning many, many languages. We should be fully absorbed in bhajatam priti purvakam, in worshiping Krishna with love. And this is the highest level for any yogi who's connecting with Krishna. Yoginam api sarvesham madgantiratmanatmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mataha. Chapter 6, text 47, Krishna explains that one should be constantly engaged in devotional service and always think of Krishna within himself and worship him with love. This is the highest level of devotion. So then, what will happen to this boy who's playing the guitar if he does not come in contact with devotees? He'll get some beautiful girlfriend, and then he'll get fully bewildered, as Prabhupada quotes in the verse today, from, I believe it's fifth canto, Rishabhdev is speaking. He says, Puman Striya Maituni Bhava Metan Taror Mito Hridaya Grantimahu Atogriha Kshetra Sutapta Viter Janasya Mohoyam Aham Mimeti. So Pumsam Striya Maituni Bhava Metan. When a Pumsam, a man and a Striya, when they unite, this Maituni Bhavam develops. Maituni is like, they become very much inseparable. They become a team. They become a pair. They become a couple. The word couple is used all the time. So Maituni also refers to the twins, in the stars, in the Jyotish. When you see in the constellations, there's the twin, Maituni, there's the twins. So they become inseparable. Hridaya Grantimahu, a very strong knot develops within the heart. Hridaya Grantim, a very strong knot in the hearts develops. Then Atogriha Kshetras Vitatta Suter. Vitatta Suter. Atogriha Kshetras Sutapta Viter. The Griha, the house, the Kshetra, the land, the Suta, the sons, Viter, wealth, all these things come. And as a result, Janasya Mohoyam Aham Mameti. One becomes fully bewildered, moham. And one thing, says Prabhupada is writing in the purport today, three times, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. It's very unusual, Prabhupada, to write in the purport three things. Because when you give three things in a row, it gives added emphasis. Like we know this verse, Harinama, Harinama, Harinameva Kevalam, Kolona Steva Nasteva Nasteva Gatiranyata. In the age of Kali, one should chant the holy name, chant the holy name, chant the holy name. There's no other way, no other way, no other way. So this is the meaning of real Buddha Yogam, is to take the instructions of the Supreme Lord and practice the Yuga Dharma. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Su Medasaha. So real Medasaha. Medasaha means intelligence. Su means very much. Su, 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 Superman. Super intelligence. Su Medasaha. Very, very intelligence. A person with Sumedasaha will take up this chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Why this chanting is important? Prabhupada mentions towards the end of the purport that by this chanting, the heart will be cleansed of these misconceptions of I am mine, this is mine. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes this famous verse, Cheto Dharpanam Marjanam Bhavamahadavagni Nirvarpanam Shri Akairava Chandrika Vitayanam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Ritasvaranam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. So from my experience, I grew up in New York City, the Kali Yuga Rajdhani. And I was surrounded by all kinds of bad association. I used to go to a park to play with my friends. And every day, Uncle John, the ice cream man, would come with his truck. Do you have Uncle John here in India also? I think maybe I've seen it here. So I was small. We would call, Uncle John, Uncle John, we want ice cream. So he would sell us ice cream. And I came back a few years later to that place after my family had moved and to that same park. I said, where is Uncle John? And my friend said, he got arrested for selling cocaine out of his ice cream truck. So this is the kind of association that I was surrounded with. But by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, the mercy of his followers, that I've been so fortunate to receive this message of Krishna consciousness, to have access to this higher intelligence, to go beyond just trying to enjoy the senses and suffer. And so we should understand, Bharata Bhumite Hoy Manusya Janmajar Janmasatakakari Para Upakar, that we should make our lives successful by becoming Krishna conscious and then help others become Krishna conscious. This will be good for us. This will be good for others also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you for your wonderful class. I have one question that we hear this Aham Mama, that we know that nothing belongs to me, then we tell to ourselves for many times also. But after that also, we tend to go into that zone and accepting things as mine, we are attached to those things. So it is just intellectual understanding that nothing belongs to me, because Lord Krishna also explained to Uddhava in the 11th canto. That is Jnana Yoga, nothing belongs to me. So it is just intellectual understanding we have to tell ourselves, or it will go into deep, or what is deeper understanding?
We have to go deeper.
So how it can move?
How to go deeper. So question is, what is this aham mameti, this is mine, and how to overcome this? Is it just by intellectual understanding? By reading the scriptures we can understand, or is there something more involved? Actually, we need both gyan, that's the intellectual understanding, and we also need vigyan. Vigyan is the realization. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains the qualities of the Brahmana. Shamo damas tapasho cham shantir arjavam evacha Jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma subhavajam. He's peaceful, he's self-controlled, he's clean, he's austere, he's religious. He has jnanam vijnanam astikyam. Jnanam, he has knowledge, and vijnanam, he has realization. So both of these are required for us. So jnanam is like you go into the Govinda's restaurant and you get the menu. And you see there are so many wonderful preparations. There's idlis, there's samosas, there's doshas, there's pasta, udara pasta, so many things are there. So then you make an order. You ask the devotee, please bring me 2 samosas with chutney. and tomato ketchup. So then he brings the samosas and you taste them. That is the vigyan. So just knowing what is on the menu, that is a gyan. And actually having the experience, that is the vigyan. So this is actually the important aspect of bhakti, is bhakti is experienced. It's not just armchair philosophy. Armchair is like you sit in a big chair, like this, and you just talk, and you don't actually modify your behavior. Like there are so many scholars of Bhagavad Gita, they discuss Gita over cocktails. You know, they drink and they smoke and they discuss Bhagavad Gita. So-called intellectuals. But Bhagavad Gita means Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Prajakshavagamam Dhanyam Susukam Kartam Avyayam. Bhagavad Gita, Raja Vidya, king of knowledge, Raja Guyam, king of secrets, Pavitram, pure. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam, the topmost knowledge. Prajakshavagamam Dharmyam. Prajakshavagamam Dharmyam means can be experienced by the senses. So we have to experience it. Susukam, we use the word Sukha means happy. Su means very happy. Su. Superman, super happy. Susukam kartam avyayam. Everlasting. So everlasting happiness. So we have to have this vigyan, this realization. So how will this realization come? We have to practice. Abhyasa yogena tato. We have to practice devotional service. Ideally in the association of devotees. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given us this wonderful process. We have an opportunity to come together, to hear and chant. There's a powerful morning program. We can practice devotional service under the directions of the spiritual master. We have so many wonderful opportunities. See, these devotees are cutting up this string, and they're so blissful. I see they're smiling. They're just in ecstasy. So where else you will go and find people cutting string for 1 hour for no salary and being blissful? So this is the practical experience. We engage in devotional service. We have that experience. When I was a new devotee, 1991, I went on padyatra. I walked through Holland, Belgium, France, and Spain. And all day long, sometimes 12 hours a day, we were doing Harinam Sankirtan, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. And I was feeling that I am so happy now. I am satisfied. I could be doing the same service for the rest of my life with the same devotees and be fully satisfied. I don't want anything else. Or koi ichane. No more other desire than that. So then I was thinking, this is great, because all the materialists, they're always desiring something more. The grass is always greener on the other side of the street. They want a better cell phone. They want a better CD player, they want a better laptop, a bigger house, a bigger car, a more beautiful wife. The materialists, they have unlimited desires. But I was feeling so happy and satisfied. And I read this verse. Savaipum samparo dharmo yato bhaktir adhoksaje ahoitaki apratiyata yayatma supersedati. Savaipum samparo dharmo, the topmost occupation for a human being, yato bhaktir adhoksaje, is devotional service unto the supreme transcendence. Ahoitaki apratiyata, it should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. As a result, yayatma supersedati. Superman superprecedati. Super happy, super satisfied. So one has to experience this super. Param drisvanavartate. One can experience a higher taste. And that is through the practice of devotional service. And most importantly, through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram!
Ram, Ram, Hare, Hare.
Does that answer your question, Prabhu? Thank you so much. Or kuch chahiye? Krishna, sawal. Yes. Chaliye.
Hare Krishna, thank you for wonderful class. Actually, you were saying that like your times you were in bad association, but still we find in case of, we are in good association, but after later on period we develop some familiarity bits and we start offending devotee, and sometime we thinking that this is only meant for me, like we have developed the demanding natures, although it shouldn't be. But so how should we deal with the devotee so that we can be grateful for the all devotee all the time?
Yes, thank you for your question. Question is that how to cultivate this mood of gratitude to prevent the danger of falling into Vaishnav aparad. Being in the association of devotees, there's a possibility of offending devotees. So we have to constantly hear so that our consciousness is purified. Om Agyana Tramandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. That the Upadesh, the instructions, the shiksha of the Guru will enlighten our hearts so that we can understand what is the proper way to associate with devotees. We have to be grateful. Otherwise, we are only grateful, right? So we don't want to be grateful. We have to be grateful. So in any how-to question, how to do this, how to do that, how to do the other thing in Krishna consciousness, the answer to any how is by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Therefore we should chant constantly, and therefore we should endeavor to cultivate humility. Chunadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. That one should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself suniche, Lord, su, super niche, suniche, super niche, very small. Lower than the straw in the street, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and desiring to give all respect to others and not desiring any respect for ourselves. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Does that answer your question, Prabhu? Very good, thank you very much. So, we're at our 8:55 mark and we have another hand. So what should we, and two more hands, what should we do? Should I take their questions personally after the class, or should we continue a little longer? Okay. So we'll take two more, and I'll try to give short answers. Thank you. Start with Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your class. This, like in your introduction, it was told that you go for Padayatra outside India.
Right? Yes.
So in India, we hear from devotees last time they came, yes, here, this Padayatra devotees, so they were sharing their experience that in the villages, people are very favorable. They welcome the Padayatra. And night staying also, they stay in some temple in village like that. So outside India, how they receive this Padayatra in the villages? What is your experience there?
So my experience in the way that the people receive the Padayatras in the villages outside India is mixed. There's mixed reception. Some people are very favorable and some people are very unfavorable. So I remember one time we would stay in army tents. Every night we would sleep in a different place. We would carry these tents with us. 20 devotees could sleep in one tent. But we needed to set the tents up somewhere. We could not just set them up on the road. So usually we would approach some farmer. An advance party would go and say, there's a group of pilgrims walking, we have the tent. Can we set it up in your field? And they would go dressed in Western clothes, without tilak, so that he would say yes, right? So he would say yes, and then all of a sudden, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, all the devotees would come, and sometimes they would be very receptive, oh great, and sometimes they would say, you know, we told you that you could stay here tonight, but we changed our minds, you have to find another place. So these two things happen. But it's always the mercy of Krishna. Yeyutamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. We just depend upon Krishna. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. He provides what we need. He protects what we have. And He provides what we lack. So Pariyatra is a great opportunity because it puts you at the mercy of Krishna. You have very, very small capacity to control. You just see. Actually, we never have capacity to control. Krishna's Parameshwar. But Pariyatra is a program where you see Krishna's hand in very often. So to answer your question, the response of the villagers are sometimes very favorable. Sometimes they'll come, they'll bring donations. I remember we were chanting through one village in Spain and people were throwing donations out their window. You know, money and everything, and we were catching all these donations. And sometimes we go to a farmer's field and he says, you know, I said you could stay here. And it was dark. You know, we'd been walking 12 or more kilometers and say, you have to find another place. So it's mixed reactions. But we have to always see it as the mercy of Krishna. Is that all right? Hare Krishna. Okay, last question. We can speak personally after the class.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhuji. I find this Krishna consciousness is extremely, extremely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so many things I want to do at a time, and sometimes I get messed up with the things. Mm-hmm. Unable to dedicate as much as time is required or I want to put into. Mm-hmm. So kindly guide me for the same.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
So it seems like you are very enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
And you're finding that you want to do so many things.
Yes.
But sometimes difficult to balance all the things properly.
Yes, yes.
So how to balance it? So Prabhupada gave us three different criteria, three different areas.
Yes.
Health, sadhana, and service. So the most important is the health. If the health is not proper, then the sadhana will not be proper.
Okay.
And if the sadhana is not proper,
yes,
then the seva will not be proper. So ultimately, we want to offer the best service to Krishna. So in order to do that, we need to have good health,
yes,
and good sadhana.
Yes.
And then we can offer nice service. And when in doubt, seek the counseling of the senior devotees,
yes,
how to balance things. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. And I'd like to thank all of you this morning for your kind association here in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Thank you for this opportunity to purify myself and have all of your darshan. May Bahud Bhagyavan hum. I'm very fortunate. Thank you very much. May Aksab Bahud Bari hum. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
His Grace Eklavya Prabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Bahut Bahut Dhanyawad. Hare Krishna.